ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 थ्रू 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 पितामह समरे मरंजये देवव्रता जातिरतैस्ति मंगलै दुरत्ययं कौरव सैन्य सागरम् कृत्वा तरन् वत्सपदं स्म यत् प्लवा पिता। द टू मोर वर्सेस विल सिंग दैट। द्रोणी अस्त्र विप्लुष्टम इदं मदंगम संतान बीजम कुरु पांडवानां जुगोपकुक्षिम गत आत चक्रो मातुश्च मेय शरणं गताय वीर्याणि तस्य अखिल देह भाजां मंतर बहि पुरुषोकाल रूपै प्रयच्छेतो मृत्युम उतामृतम च माया मनुष्यस्य वदस्व विद्वन। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन Taking the boat of Krishna's lotus feet, my grandfather Arjuna and others crossed the ocean of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in which such commanders as Bhishma Dev resembled great fish that could very easily have swallowed them. By the mercy of Lord Krishna, my grandfathers crossed this ocean, which was very difficult to cross, as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf. Because my mother surrendered unto Lord Krishna's lotus feet, the Lord, Sudarshan Chakra in hand, entered her womb and saved my body, the body of the last remaining descendant of the Kurus and the Pandavas, which was almost destroyed by the fiery weapon of Ashwatthama. Lord Shri Krishna, appearing within and outside of all materially embodied living beings by His potency in the forms of eternal time, that is as Paramatma and as Virat Rupa, gave liberation to everyone, either as cruel death or as life. Kindly enlighten me by describing His transcendental characteristics. Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Shama Shitaye Padapallavaplavam Mahatpudam Panya Yashomurare Bhavambudir Vatsa Padam Param Padam 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 Yadvipadam Natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, or the enemy of the Muran demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. His goal is Parampadam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where is danger at every step. One who seeks shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is immediately protected by the Lord. As the Lord promises in the Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masuchaha, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. By taking shelter of Lord Krishna, one comes under the safest protection. Thus, when the Pandavas took shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, all of them were on the safe side of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Parikshit Maharaj therefore felt obliged to think of Krishna in the last days of his life. This is the ideal result of Krishna consciousness, Ante Narayana Smritihi. If at the time of death one can remember Krishna, one's life is successful. Parikshit Maharaj therefore, because of his many obligations to Krishna, intelligently desired to think of Krishna constantly during the last days of his life. Krishna had saved the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit's grandfathers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Krishna had saved Maharaj Parikshit himself when he is attacked by Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. Krishna acted as a friend and worshipable deity of the Pandava family. Moreover, apart from Lord Krishna's personal contact with the Pandavas, Krishna is the super soul of all living entities and he gives everyone liberation, even if one is not a pure devotee. Kamsa, for example, was not at all a devotee, yet Krishna, after killing him, gave him salvation. Krishna consciousness is beneficial to everyone, whether one is a pure devotee or a non-devotee. This is the glory of Krishna consciousness. Considering this, who will not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna? Krishna is described in this verse as Mayaya Manushya because he descends exactly like a human being. He is not obliged to come here like karmis or ordinary living beings. Rather, he appears by his own internal energy, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, just to show favor to the fallen conditioned souls. Krishna is always situated in his original position as Satchidananda Vigraha, and anyone who renders service to him is also situated in his original spiritual identity, Swarupena Vivasthitihi. This is the highest perfection of human life. Om Agya, to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, to speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto. It's a very beautiful verse. Parikshit Maharaj is revealing his heart and how he is so much obliged to Krishna. And he's giving specific examples of how his father, his grandfather Arjuna, was protected by Krishna, and that how he himself was protected by Krishna in the womb of his mother. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, because of his many obligations to Krishna, intelligently decided to think of Krishna constantly. So, two main points Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing, which I picked up from the purport, is considering all this, Prabhupada says, who will not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna? And after taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, anyone who renders service to Krishna will be situated in his original spiritual identity. That is the highest perfection of human life. So who will not take shelter of Krishna's feet, lotus feet, and who will not like to serve Krishna? Like Parikshit Maharaj is recalling here wonderful incidents of how he is seeing Krishna so nicely is taking care of all of his devotees. Even we can think in our life that how Krishna is taking care of all of us. And then when we see that Krishna is really taking care of all of us, then we can also have this question. Why we should not take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? Why we should not serve Krishna? So throughout the parampara system, we see that our acharyas have exemplified this mood of taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. One of the six limbs of Sharanagati is mentioned as Rakshishiti Vishwashu. That is, a devotee is very much firm in his belief that Krishna will always protect him. Anukulyasa Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshishiti Vishwaso Gopatritve Varnam Tata Atmanikshepa Karpanya Shadvida Sharanagati. So in six limbs of bhakti, a devotee, he surrenders to Krishna knowing very well that Rakshashi iti Vishwaso, Krishna will protect me. And that Gopat Tritve Varnam Tatha, that ultimately my only resort is to take shelter of Krishna as my only savior. So that is a devotee's heart when he makes prayers to Krishna. Bhajahu re mana Shri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. When one worships Krishna's lotus feet, Bhajahu re mana, with his mind he engages in Krishna's engages in the worship of Krishna's lotus feet, or he engages his mind in worshiping Krishna, Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Those lotus feet of Krishna gives Abhaya, fearlessness in this material world. Then we have another beautiful song, Ekono Bhujino Prabhu Tumara Charana Ashoka Abhaya Amrita Purna Sarva Khana. That is, Lord Krishna's lotus feet one worships, then is free from Ashoka, or rather he gets Ashoka, Shoka is lamentation. Ashoka is free from lamentation. Abhaya becomes free from fear. And Purna Sarva Khana, and the lotus feet is full of all the shelter, all his reservoir. Amrita, nectar. And this lotus feet of Krishna is not sought just by ordinary people. Great living entities, they are taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So in this bhajan, nice bhajan, it is said that how different great personalities like Lakshmi Devi, Lord Shiva, Brahmaji, Narad Muni, they all take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So Hall of Fame. Many are doing it, and not just many, but those who are great, they also are doing it. Jepada Lagiya Rama Tapasya Korila. To achieve this lotus feet of Krishna, Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi, she performed tapasya at Vrindavan, Biluvan. Jepada Lagiya Jepada Narad Muni Hridaye Dhorila. So Narad Muni is known for his devotional service, pure devotional service, and his wonderful preaching. But what is the secret of his success? He has hold Krishna's lotus feet in his heart. Jepada Lagiya Brahma Kritartha Huila. Brahmaji came and bowed at the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan, and then he got Kritartha. He was satisfied. And Jepada Lagiya Shiva Shivatva Lobhila. Lord Shiva became Shiva because of worshipping Krishna's lotus feet. So this is the glory of Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Avashya Rakshive Krishna. So this is the firm faith of a devotee, that Krishna has given me so much of protection, and Krishna will give me protection, therefore I will worship only Krishna. So in this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj is recalling incidents of how Krishna has protected his family. And Arjuna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we see that how he exhibited that fearlessness. Even though he was fighting in a battle where the chances for Pandavas to win in one sense, ordinarily from external circumstances, were less, because the army was smaller than the Kaurava army, and plus Kaurava army had great generals, like mentioned it is Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya, Karna. They were all like Timingala fishes. But Arjuna never had any doubt whether he will win or not, because he knew who is with him. Krishna is there. We know the wonderful story from the history of Mahabharata, that how when Arjuna took that vow of killing Jayadratha, so Arjuna was peacefully taking rest in the night, but Krishna was pacing back and forth. So then Krishna woke up Arjuna and said, you are not worried, tomorrow you are supposed to you have taken a very difficult vow of killing Jayadratha. If you cannot kill, then you have to enter into fire. So Arjuna said, I don't have to worry because you are there. So this is Arjuna's firm faith, that Krishna is there, we don't have to worry. Krishna will take care of us. So Krishna protected Arjuna always throughout. When the battle of Kurukshetra got over, Krishna told Arjuna to get down from the chariot. So Arjuna was surprised. Arjuna said, every day when I came from the battlefield, you get down because you are a charioteer, and then you open the door, whatever small door there is. And then you give me a hand and I come down after that. So Krishna said, no, now the battle is over. You get down first. So Arjuna got down first. And when Krishna got down, the whole chariot blew into flames. So Krishna said, because I was sitting on the chariot, nothing happened to your chariot, in spite of all the deadly weapons which were shot on your chariot. So now the battle is over. So therefore, now you get down. And when I got down, this chariot was gone. So in this way, when people come to know that Krishna is protecting us, definitely a question will be asked, why should I not serve Krishna? Who will not like to serve Krishna? So serving Krishna means, serving Krishna is a very special, what do you call it, a reward for a devotee. It's not an obligation, it's not just an obligation, it's a reward. And service to Krishna can be done better under the guidance of devotees. Service to Krishna is more exemplified when we learn from devotees how to serve. So Krishna consciousness is not just sitting down and going through just scriptures, but Krishna consciousness is practical. Prabhupada says bhakti means devotional service, not just devotion. It is service. So, anyhow, I am going to discuss today on the very important occasion of Gundicha Marjanam. So, we can connect that how we can serve Krishna by rendering service to Krishna. How we can perform Krishna consciousness by rendering service to Krishna. So, we find our acharyas throughout the parampara have always engaged the devotees in service of Krishna. One time, this famous story of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Madan Mohan Malviya, from the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University, was a great scholar and he was also learning Vedanta. So he had many questions. So he had heard about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he wanted to ask many questions from Vedanta to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he came and told, I have a lot of doubts from Vedanta, many questions, so I bought it, all questions written, I want your answers. So Bhakti Siddhanta saw him and said, I am not very busy, maybe you can come later. He said, no, I want now, my questions are very demanding. He said, okay, do one thing, see, I don't have time now, but my one disciple is there. You go inside the kitchen, there is one disciple of mine. So go and ask him, he will answer your questions. He said, disciple in the kitchen, what is he doing, washing pots? Washing pots, how he can answer my question? No, don't worry, just go and ask him. So Madan Mohan Malviya is such a big person. He goes inside the kitchen. Madan Mohan Malviya, in one sense, was a little humble actually. He agreed to go in the kitchen, first of all. So he went in the kitchen and he asked this person, I have some questions on Vedanta, please ask. He said, okay, but now I'm busy, you know, I'm washing pots. So should I wait? Yeah, you can wait. Why you wait? Just unnecessary. Just you can do one, help me in, you know, washing the pots. I'll finish early and then I'll answer your questions. So Madan Mohan Malviya also joined. And they both were washing pots. And there were huge pots, you know, kitchen means huge pots, not small pots. So after washing all the pots, then Madan Mohan Malviya stood up. Without asking any questions, he went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, thank you very much. So what happened? You got your answers? Yes, I got all my answers by washing the pots. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed from the story that how the cleansing process is very strong. When you clean Krishna's temple, then internally your heart becomes clean. When you chant, your heart gets purified. And that cleaning brings you to Sorupena Vivastiti. One comes to his original spiritual identity. So that is the whole idea of rendering service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his conversations that our moment is the cleansing moment, not money-making moment. Why? Because our process is to clean Krishna's temple and also to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Shrinvatam Swagata Krishna Purna Shravana Kirtanam Kridantosti Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrutsatam. To wash, to clean the all the undesirable elements in the heart and then invite Krishna in our heart to sit there. Shivigrahara Dhananityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanadu. To clean the temple of the Lord is same as doing deity worship. They are all spiritual. So chanting Hare Krishna, cleaning the temple, deity worship, they all cleanse our heart. So cleaning is a daily chore, it should be done daily. One does not clean once in a while in his house. He does the cleaning, he cleans daily. Similarly, we chant daily our chanting Hare Krishna, so that we clean our heart regularly. Because the nature of this world is that even if you don't put any dirt in the house, but still dirt will come. So while staying in this material world, somehow the heart is full of dirty things just by staying in the material world. Therefore, we have to do it every day. It's an everyday affair. So today is a very auspicious day and I thought I will discuss something from the cleansing of Gundicha temple, which Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did 500 years ago when he was in Jagannath Puri. Today also many devotees from ISKCON and other places, they will go and they will be eagerly doing cleaning. So while they are cleaning there, we can meditate on being there and cleaning, doing this cleaning service. So this wonderful Gundicha Marjanam episode comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 12th chapter. So this whole chapter begins with a short note of introduction of how Maharaj Pratap Rudra is very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that how various devotees like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Ramananda Rai are petitioning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please give him an audience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very very strong in his firm in his vows not to meet any king, which is against the rules of for a sannyasi to meet a worldly man. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu sees that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not allow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not allow Pratap Rudra to meet him, so Nityananda Prabhu devises a plan along with Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai and Nityananda Prabhu go and tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that why don't you, if you cannot meet the king, at least meet king's son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, no problem, at least that I can do. So the prince comes. And the prince is, when the prince comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces the prince. And prince gets all the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu says to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, I want to give some gift of yours, some maha of remnants of yours to this prince. And then the outer cloth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that one piece of it is stored and given to this prince. So this Pratap Rudra Maharaj, through his son, he receives mercy. But Pratap Rudra Maharaj is so eager to get mercy, he has told everyone in the kingdom, all of his soldiers, all of his ministers, that whatever opportunity you get to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, don't miss it. This was the mood of Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He didn't want to miss any opportunity to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is mentioned after this particular incident, this chapter, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing well now that the next day was Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just recently come back from Alarnath, he told all the devotees that now we will go to cleanse the temple of Gundicha, where Lord Jagannath is going to stay for 7 days. But before cleansing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls for Kashi Mishra, then he calls for superintendent of the temple, and he calls Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begs from them permission to wash the temple of Gundicha. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions something about the Gundicha temple. Prabhupada says, Gundicha temple is situated 2 miles northeast of Jagannath temple. At the time of Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath leaves his temple and comes to Gundicha temple and stays there for a week. And after a week is over, he comes back to his original temple. Prabhupada says, it is understood by the hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna Maharaj, who established the Jagannath temple, her name was Gundicha, and therefore on her name the temple of Gundicha was named so. And Prabhupada, this is mentioned in the by authoritative scriptures in the Gundicha, in the Puri, Jagannath Puri. So Gundicha temple has a very brief history, that as we see Prabhupada is saying that Gundicha temple got its name from the queen of Puri, King Indradyumna's wife. So it is mentioned that this Gundicha temple, the place where Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, they sit when they come to Gundicha temple, that's called Mahavedi. This Mahavedi is the original Mahavedi on which the divine sculpture had divinely cowed the beautiful forms of Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra long back at the time of King Indradyumna Maharaj. That same Vedi is still there, and when Gundicha temple Lord Jagannath comes, he sits on that same Mahavedi. So it is mentioned that when Lord Jagannath was installed, Lord Jagannath was very pleased with King Indradyumna, and he asked him, what do you want? I am very pleased with you. And King Indradyumna asked a boon. He said that, let there be no son to me. That means I don't want any child, especially a boy child. Why? Because tomorrow it may happen that my children's or my grandchildren's may claim proprietorship over the temple or over you. I don't want that. This temple is your temple and it's your devotee's temple. And everyone is equally involved here. All the devotees are going to serve you, the sabaras, the vidyapatis and all these devotees. And this temple actually belongs to all of us. So therefore, for that reason, I don't want any male child. So Jagannath is very pleased. But Jagannath also simultaneously sees that Gundicha Devi, she is not happy because she is sad. She is feeling that I will not get any male child now. So Lord Jagannath tells that, don't worry Gundicha, from today onwards I am your child. I'll become your son. And I promise you, every year, once in a year, I'll come and stay in your temple for 7 days. So since then, this Gundicha temple pratha or this worship is going on. In fact, in today also, there is one particular ritual in Jagannath temple where Lord Jagannath performs Shraddha for King Indradumna and Gundicha Devi. So we can see that how these two devotees were so dear to Lord Jagannath. So we'll come back again to Chaitanya Charitamrita now, after the brief history. And now it is mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he begs for permission, upon hearing the request of the Lord, it is mentioned, the superintendent of the temple, he becomes very much ashamed. He was thinking, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should ask me, you know, for this. He mentioned that whatever you want, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll give you. You want permission to perform Gundicha Marjanam? In fact, I'm asking you, give me some service. What do you need to perform this service? The king has ordered me specially that whatever you need, I shall supply without delay. Therefore, even though the service of washing temple is not befitting you, my Lord, but I wish, since it's your wish, therefore give me a chance to serve you. So therefore he said, I will arrange for all the water pots and all the brooms, so that all your devotees can take part in Gundicha Marjanam. So we can see from here such a nice example that how this superintendent of police did not just say yes, and then service is over. His service attitude was very big. He thought, you know, saying yes to the service definitely was also a service, but he wanted to go more deeper and know how he can serve more Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not just say yes and that's his part. He also wanted to perform service. So he therefore decided intelligently that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would require brooms and water pots, and therefore I will help him supply that. So the next day, on the day of Gundicha temple cleaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all of his devotees to Gundicha temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally applied sandalwood on the forehead of his devotees, garlanded them, and then told them that now we will begin the cleaning. So the cleaning began. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave each devotee a broom in his hand and took all of them personally inside, and the Lord showed all of them by his example how to clean. So when we actually clean a temple, we see that how first we broom the temple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started brooming the temple. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely. He cleansed everything, the ceilings, the wall, the floor. And he cleansed each and every room in the temple. And it is mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita that he took everything from even the temple things which are there, like Simhasan was in temple, some other things were lying, even that was also cleansed. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned that he took up the sitting place, Simhasan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and cleaned it and again put it in the original place. So this is very important when you're cleaning. You have to keep things back to the original place. Many times we experience that when you're cleaning, maha cleaning especially, then everything is cleaned. We keep searching for things where they are, especially in the base. I have experience. We tell devotees in the base, okay, today is Saturday, now do maha cleaning. And the next week we visit the base, then many things are cleaned. We cannot find them again. So part of cleaning process is to clean and keep the things back in the place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out each and every operation just to instruct others. And how he was cleaning? That is also important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not just cleaning with his hands, but along with his cleaning, in great jubilation, he was also chanting the holy names of Krishna all the time. So when the devotees saw this, they also were cleaning and they were also chanting Krishna's holy name. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so immersed in cleaning that his whole body was filled with dust of Gundicha temple. And that dust became a decoration on the beautiful body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While cleaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shedding tears. And those tears were falling in the ground, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was using those tears to wipe also. So this was the absorption of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is teaching from his example, the process of Krishna consciousness is absorption. I remember one time one devotee asked Radhanath Maharaj that how will you frame the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness in one word. And Radhanath Maharaj told, absorption. If you absorb in Krishna consciousness, then everything happens. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much absorbed. So Mahaprabhu first cleansed all the external rooms of the temple. Then Mahaprabhu cleansed the Bhogamandiram, then the yard, and all the residential quarters also were cleansed one after another. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, now we will collect all the dust we have cleansed. So Mahaprabhu then took his own outer cloth, and in that outer cloth Mahaprabhu started collecting all the straws, all the grains of sand, all the dust particles in his cloth. So when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing it, all the devotees, they also removed the external cloth and they all started collecting their dust. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection of dust was much more than combined collection of all the devotees. There was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy in enthusiasm in cleaning the temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all of his devotees that how will I come to know that you have done nice service? And the proof of the service is what? He told, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleaned the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. You must be very busy cleaning, but let us see what is the collection, how much you have collected the dust. So, as I mentioned, they all collected the dust, and that combined dust of all the devotees was lesser than just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own collection of dust. And then Mahaprabhu said, now we have cleaned the whole temple. Next is fine cleaning. Okay, again take the broom and we'll go again inside and clean the temple with more finer details. So then all the devotees went inside and they looked for more finer dust particles which were lying, and they removed that also. And then at all times, as I mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Krishna's holy name, and all devotees were also chanting Krishna's holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy seeing all the devotees engaged in cleaning process. So now, there are many devotees who could not get in temple because there was a huge crowd, and not all of them could get brooms. So then devotees are intelligently thoughtful. They thought that, okay, if I can't get brooms, then some other service is also there. So they all were waiting outside with pots of water, because they knew after cleaning with broom, the next is putting water on the floor and cleaning the floor. So it's mentioned from Indradyumna Sarovar, the huge line of devotees were carrying pots of water, just so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of his devotees who are inside now, can clean the temple hall with water. So after the temple hall was swept with 100 water pots, huge water pots, it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was cleansing the whole temple with water very, very scientifically. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would first throw the water on the ceiling. So the water was thrown on the ceiling, the water would also go from ceiling onto the walls, and from the walls it come on the floor. So Mr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very expert in organizing the resources. The water was not just waiting, just throwing the water. It was actually proper organized. It was ceilings, the ceiling was first thrown water, and then the walls, and then the floor, like that. So seeing Mahaprabhu, all the devotees were also uniquely engaged in the same way. They were just learning from Mahaprabhu how to do it, and they were doing it. Then it is mentioned that after this, when all the waters were used and the temple was cleansed, it is mentioned that all the water which was now collected in a temple hall was now slowly, that water was evacuated from that particular place, and it came out. When the water was coming out of a temple from different places, it was like as if rivers were coming out from the temple outside in the yard. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, after that, it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside the altar where Jagannath would sit, and then with his own hands, he started throwing water on the Simhasan. At this time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing water on the Simhasan and very immersed in cleansing the Mahavedi, one devotee who was very expert, he took a chance, an opportunity. He took his water pot and poured water on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and drank the water. But he did it very expertly, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knowing. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows everything, but externally he did not know that. So he was very expert. So definitely in Krishna consciousness, we need to grab opportunities like that, but we have to be very expert not to be seen. We'll see later that how one devotee was intelligent to grab opportunity, but was not expert. What happened to him? That we'll see later. But here this devotee was drinking water of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and also giving the water to other devotees, but it was all hidingly done, not revealed to anyone. Then after that, when all the water was put, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his outer cloth and he started mopping the rooms with his own cloth, because if the water is, if the whole area is wet, then it will become muddy again. I can remember when we went to Jagannath Puri last time, Rath Yatra, Shavanpur made an announcement that all devotees who are going to Gundicha temple Marjanam, please take care that if you are not, at least we should clean the temple, if not, at least not make the temple dirty. Because devotees would so enthusiastically come with all the water pots and throw all the water inside the temple, and they will also carry all the dirt in their feet, and the whole area which was previously in the morning cleaned by some other devotees would become more unclean. Just because of enthusiasm but not proper organization. So Mahaprabhu, thinking that it will become muddy, he start mopping the whole place. And then it is mentioned that when the temple was fully cleansed, the temple rooms looked like the minds of a devotee. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning the temple altar was like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind, serene and peaceful and clean. So it is mentioned that after those devotees who could not get any service, they wanted some service. So what they would do now? So it is mentioned that those devotees who had no water pots, so somehow that they were arranging some small vessels here and there. And they knew that if they go to Indradhuma Sarovar and collect water and bring it, it will be too much late. So they decided to hunt for some wells nearby. So devotees were somehow or other engaging in this divine activity of serving. So someone was bringing water from Indradhuma Sarovar and someone getting from water from the wells. Then while this all things were happening, it is mentioned funny things were also happening. When devotees were rushing to collect water and bring them to the temple water pot, many water pots would collide and they will break. So I was hearing a lecture of Gaurang Puri, was mentioning a very nice point that when we are serving, many times our water pots collide. That means there is a clash of our personal desire, our ego, whatever it may be, and there is always a difference of opinion. But with the water pot colliding, the seva should not stop, the seva should continue. So the devotee somehow bought more water pots and kept the service going. So while everything was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting holy name of Krishna, every devotee was chanting Krishna's holy name. In fact, no one spoke anything but Krishna's holy name. If something was needed, they would say Krishna, Hari. Like sometimes we use Haribol, you know. Haribol is a word which you can use for everything. Haribol, Haribol. Go, come, you want something. So in that whole process of cleansing, just one word was heard, Krishna or Hari, Krishna's holy name. So after the cleaning was done, it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed an examination. He started checking how all devotees are doing service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to each devotee and checked whether he is doing nice service. And when you see that a devotee is doing nice service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorify him. You are doing very well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that someone is not doing properly, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chastise that person. However, the devotee would not feel any grudge in that. Devotee will feel very nice and then he will become more attentive in serving. Then it is mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just cleaning, then one more devotee, a Bengali devotee who had come from Bengal, he decided also to take a chance to drink Charanamrita of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was not expert. So he took directly in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put water on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and drank it. When Mahaprabhu saw that, he became very angry. And then he called Swarup Damodar Goswami and told him, just see your Bengali Vaishnava, what he has done. He had committed offense and he was also implicated me in offense. In front of Jagannath, in the temple of Jagannath, he is drinking my feet water. Take him away. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally showed anger, but internally he was very pleased. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami took the devotee caught his ears and pulled him out of the temple and threw him away. He said, go out. But this devotee was ecstatic. For him, it was hot and sweet. First sweet and then hot. So it is mentioned that double mercy he got. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way was satisfied with all the devotees, and then the time came for giving salary. Well, after labor is done, then all the labor sit down in one row sitting, you know, and the owner of the company comes and gives salary to all the laborers, you know, they're sitting in a row. So all devotees are sitting in a row, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the salary is that those who have collected less, they should arrange for sweet cakes and sweet rice for those who have collected more. So this is the salary. Those who have done less service should give remuneration and give prasadam to those who have done more service. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this wonderful pastime. Mahaprabhu came out and then he took some rest, it is mentioned, and then he started dancing in front of the temple of Lord Narasingadev. And many more wonderful pastimes happened. It is mentioned that during that pastime, there was wonderful reciprocation between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, where they had a mock fighting. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just ecstatic seeing this mock fighting between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. And then finally, after all the cleaning was done, all the devotees went and took bath in Indradyumna Sarovar. And Mahaprabhu called all of them for prasadam. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami himself, he was serving prasadam to all the devotees. And Mahaprabhu was telling that you serve this devotee, he likes this prasadam. So even though everything was arranged from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat, Mahaprabhu only wanted little prasad. But Jagdanand Pandit was there and he wanted to serve a lot of prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came and just put a lot of prasad on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate. And Mahaprabhu could not say anything because he knew if you'd say anything, then Jagdanand Pandit would become very angry. So seeing this, that Jagdanand Pandit is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami also took chance. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is Chaitanya Jagannath's prasad. It is very special. Please taste this. And this way he would give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, saying this is Jagannath's prasad. So both devotees were expertly serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with each one of them. One was serving forcefully and other was serving lovingly. But both was out of love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resisting that love. And it is mentioned then later that Sarvam Bhattacharya, when he was taking prasadam, Gopinath Acharya, he was mentioning, Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are a logician and now you are relishing prasadam, what is this? And Sarvam Bhattacharya mentioned that, yes, because of your association I have become a devotee now and I am relishing this Mahaprasad. I was a dry logician, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, a crow has become a Garuda. Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Sarvam Bhattacharya. That Sarvam Bhattacharya, actually you are a devotee from last life and therefore you love Krishna, you love Jagannath and you love Mahaprasad. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got up of taking prasadam, and all the devotees got up and they went to wash their hands and feet. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he decided to now sit down and take prasad along with all the servers. But he did not forget one person who had initially refused to come and sit near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, when he was called, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him. Haridas Thakur said, no, I am very fallen, I cannot sit next to you, I'll take little prasad later. So Swarup Damodar Goswami had kept little Mahaprasad for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Haridas Thakur. And this way, Haridas Thakur was rewarded for his humility. So in this way, the whole process of Gundicha temple cleaning happened on this day. And so we can meditate on this pastime and we can also try to clean. Chanting also is like Gundicha temple. You have to chant intensely and more intensely to collect all the fine dust and wash the temple hall, the heart of our... the heart, the place where Krishna is going to reside, and Krishna will eventually come. Krishna is already there, but Krishna wants us to clean that place so Krishna can reside permanently there. So this is the pastime of Gundicha Maharaj. I'm very sorry, even though I kept this, but I went beyond my time. Please forgive me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.